God's moved in his ministry. He's seen miracles. And I believe that God is going to do something phenomenal in this service. Let's everybody stand and lift our hands to heaven as he comes. Brother Joss, preach to us tonight.
God bless you, man. Hallelujah. Give God praise. Give him praise. We bless you, Lord. The great Napoleon, as he was riding his horse in the company of his generals, two of his generals were debating, they were arguing. One was holding the argument that there was no existence of God. The other one said there is a God. And so as Napoleon got close to where they were at, they looked at him and they said, "What do you say? Is there a God or is there not a God?" This man that had conquered many nations, all of a sudden he said, "If you want to know the truth, if you want to believe that there is no God," he said, "the first thing you would have to do is eliminate every single star that's in the sky. Every planet, everything that's up there." He said, "Everything that we could see right now," he said, "you would have to eliminate that first." He said, "because every night that is the evidence that there is a God. The Bible says the heavens declare the glory of God." Hallelujah. The firmament declares it. Every time I see the sky, I say, "Thank you, Lord, because you're real." He's a real God. Hallelujah. He's a real God. But every time I come into a service like this and I feel the presence of God, I say, "He's a real God." Hallelujah. Without a shadow of doubt, when you walk into church, whenever you're in a place and you just call on the name of Jesus, you know he's a real God. Does anybody know he's a real God in this place tonight? Somebody give God praise in the house. Hallelujah. Give God praise in the house. Glory to God. Amen. Once again, it is a joy to be in this place. Every time I come to this church, I enjoy it. I enjoy your worship. I enjoy the way you pray for each other. Not too many churches do that. In fact, they're just, I could count them on my hand. Hallelujah. And I'd have to chop two fingers off. Hallelujah. I'd have fingers left over. There's a beautiful culture in this church that you do not find in other places. This is an apostolic church. This is the kind of church that God likes. Amen. Where you have all kinds of walks of life. You have all kinds of colors. Amen. All kinds of cultures serving one God. Amen. That's how the church should be. Bible says, "By this they shall know by your love one for another." Amen. I go to a lot of churches that are stuck on one color. Hallelujah. Amen. Or they're stuck on one culture. And it feels kind of weird in that place. But when you come into a place like this, you just see the love of God. You see the love one for another, people praying for each other. It's beautiful. Hallelujah. You ought to thank God for the church you come to. Hallelujah. I said you ought to thank God for the church you come to. Tell your neighbor, say, "We come to a good church." Say it with authority. Say, "We come to a good church." Hallelujah. I want to invite you to open your Bibles in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I got to find my scripture. Amen. Just wait. I'll get there. I'll get there. Patience. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, say, be patient. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 64. In reading verse 1 and verse 2. And the word of the Lord says, oh, that thou wouldest rend the heavens, that thou wouldest come down, that the mountains may flow down at thy presence. As when the melting fire burneth, the fire causeth the water to boil, to make thy name known to thine adversaries, that the nations may tremble at thy presence. There was something in the prophet Isaiah that all of a sudden he said, oh, would you tear the heavens open? Just tear the heavens open. Let every obstacle be taken out of the way. Let your glory flow down. I don't know about you, but ever since a little bit before the turning of the year, there has been just a hunger in my heart, a desire in my soul to see a greater move of God than I've ever seen before in my life. I'm tired of just sometimes going to church and playing patty cake. Just clapping to the beat. And there are too many Christians that they're entertained at the beat of the drum and not tapped in into God's heartbeat. But I feel that God is looking for a people that say, God, I want you to tear heaven open. I want your glory to fall. I want your presence to move like it's never moved before. I want to go to another level in my soul, in my spirit. I want to see things that I've never seen before. I want to reach dimensions that I've never reached before. Hallelujah. I want to see the miraculous, not talk about it, but see it in the name of Jesus. I feel a stirring in the spirit. I feel a stirring in the Holy Ghost in this place. I'm declaring there's about to be a move of God in this place. There is miracles, physical miracles that are going to happen in this place tonight. Somebody give God praise right now. Oh God, Raboko Sandar Yalabaya. Kiryalaboko Taryalabasandaya. I feel the glory of the Lord. Can somebody just pour out of themselves right now? Just pour out of yourself right now. Haraboko Saya. Ikarabasandia Rabotaya. Iriando Robosaya. God, we don't want to just walk out of this place knowing that we were at church. We want to walk out of this place transformed by the power of your glory. Lord, I thank you from right now because miracles are going to be released in this house. Pain is going to leave bodies. Affliction, sicknesses are going to be bound and are going to be loosened out of bodies in the name of Jesus. I am believing, God, that depression will be broken out of the atmosphere.
Bondages will be broken. Chains will be broken. There will be a release of the Holy Ghost in this place. Father, I ask, have your will in this place tonight, in the name of Jesus. Somebody say, have your will in this place. Now somebody give a roaring praise in the presence of God. A roaring praise. Hallelujah. 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 Husarabakataya. You may be seated in the presence of Almighty God. Psalms chapter 62 and verse 11. God has spoken once. Twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. Our God is a God of power and dominion. There is nothing that he cannot do. He could cause water to come out of a rock, divide the Red Sea with the breath of his mouth. He could cause the sun to stand still at the petition of a man. I heard some people say that the sun cannot stand still because the sun does not move. It is the earth that moves around the sun. I believe that when the Bible says that the sun stood still, it's because the Bible don't lie. Hallelujah. In that moment, the sun began to move with the earth. Hallelujah. It stood still in the sky. He can calm the storm with a word, cause rocks to fall out of heaven, bring life into a valley of dry bones. God can burn cancer out of somebody's body. He can open the blind eyes. God can regulate the sugar and the blood balance in somebody's body. He can deliver you from drugs. He can deliver you from alcohol. I wish I had somebody right there. He can even restore the effects that poison has done in your body. He can restore broken marriages, bring families back together again. There is nothing that our God cannot do. I said there is nothing that our God cannot do. Does anybody believe that in this place tonight? Hallelujah. Somebody clap your hands to the Lord. Hallelujah. Turn me up a little bit. Glory to God. That is why we understand that all things are possible to them that believeth. We believe with all our hearts that our God can do everything. God is powerful. We don't serve a small God, but we serve a very big God. Tell your neighbor, my God is big. Hallelujah. The Bible says that the people shall be willing in the day of thy power. It's interesting how the Bible will declare it as being a day, a specific time of visitation, a time of revelation and manifestation, where we see the presence of God show up. I love it when God shows up and interrupts a service. When he shows up and just takes over. In fact, every time I walk into a service, I say, Lord, go ahead and take over. Hallelujah. It is not our agenda that's important, but it is God's will be done in the service. Hallelujah. See, we could sing about it and we could preach about it and talk about it and teach about it, and still we will see people remaining lazy, cold, and indifferent. But when there is a day of God's power, it changes everything. A visitation of God causes even the hardest heart to melt in the presence of Almighty God. I've seen the biggest, strongest men that did not want to cry at all. In the moment that the glory of God hits the house, tears begin to flow. Their heart begins to change, because when God shows up, there is no man that can resist the presence of Almighty God. Somebody give a shout unto God. Glory to God, glory to God. 100 years of programs could not accomplish what one day, one visitation of God's power can accomplish. The world has 12 steps. God has 1 second. Glory, Lord, have mercy. I said the world's got 12 steps, but God will do it in a second. Can I get a witness? Somebody knows what I'm talking about. The world will take a long time, but God will do it in 1 second. In 1 second, he will touch your mind. In 1 second, he will touch your body. In 1 second, he will turn it all around. Somebody give a shout. Somebody shout power. Power is strength, might, energy, the ability to bring change. Power is the ability to make a difference or to change a situation. Power is not power until it makes a difference. If there is no difference, then it was not power. Can I preach it? See, some folks get entertained with just getting the heebie-jeebies every once in a while. The goosebumps every once in a while. Goosebumps don't change people. Glory to God. Shaking your hand don't change people. Talking about it don't change people. But when there's a manifestation of the power of God, change happens. Oh, glory to God. Tell somebody change is about to happen. Say it with authority. Change is about to happen. I believe without a shadow of doubt, when God touches, that sickness has got to go. I believe without a shadow of doubt, when God touches, chains are broken, shackles are shattered, and walls are torn down. Oh, God, have mercy. Somebody give praise unto the Lord right now. Hirabakataya. We can tell the world we have power. We could talk about the power and even speak in tongues like a machine gun. Hallelujah. But if there's no difference, then all we are is a bunch of talk and no demonstration. I refuse to be the talking kind. I declare I refuse to be the talking kind. I want to be the kind that shows the power. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Tell your neighbor, you better give me some room, because if I touch her, something's going to happen.
I don't come to entertain you. I come to see the glory of the Lord fall in this house. I want to see a move of God in this place. I believe God is going to touch people. There is healing that's going to be released in the name of Jesus. Does anybody believe that?
See, some folks get satisfied with having a good presentation. They want it to look good. Got quiet. Hallelujah. They want the lights, the smoke machine. I was in one church, they had a bubble machine. My God, what do you need a bubble machine in a church for? Hallelujah. Jesus' love is bubbling over. It must have been for that. Hallelujah. They had a bubble machine. They had, and it was weird. It was like the bubbles were throwing out colors. And everybody was like, doesn't this feel like heaven to you? And I'm like, I don't know if there's going to be bubbles in heaven. Praise God. Hallelujah. Some people want to just create a presentation. Get the latest, greatest lights and projections and put it up there, baby. If the word ain't doing it, if the presence ain't doing it, then you gotta get everything else to try to substitute. But I prefer get the lights out, get the projectors out, get the bubble machine out, get the smoke machine out. Just give me Jesus. Oh, Lord, is there anybody that wants the presence of God? Somebody clap your hands to the Lord. See, presentation will not heal people. Presentation will not set the captives free. Presentation will only leave people with a wow. But a wow never changed anybody. That's why some folks, when they preach, all they want is a wow effect. They just want to wow the people. A wow will not change you. But the presence, oh Lord, when he walks into this room, everything changes. When he walks into the situation, ain't no devil can imitate the presence. Hallelujah. I said no devil can imitate the presence. When God shows up, there's no demon in hell that can hold on, because the presence of God will set the captives free. Oh, Lord, somebody clap your hands to the Lord. We recognize the power of God in the Word because it always made a difference. It changed the situation. God looked at darkness and said, let there be light. And there was light. Jesus looked at death and said, let there be life. And life came. Jesus looked at the storm and the storm had to calm down. Every time there was a move, a change, we can point it towards the presence of God. Because every time his presence shows up, change happens. Whew. Change happens. I love his presence. I love his presence. I tell the Lord, I can't do it without you. If you don't show up, I don't want to show up, because I love his presence. There's that desire in my soul that hungers for his presence.
See, what attracts God's presence is spiritual hunger. I love to cook, and I like putting flavor in my food. I love flavor. Amen. I don't understand people that cook bland. Hallelujah. My God, if you're going to cook bland, at least get a hamburger helper. Hallelujah. Help yourself out or something. Some folks just cook bland. They got to put so much ketchup on it because it has no flavor. I kind of get insulted if they start grabbing, my kids start grabbing sauces, because then that lets me know it must have not been flavorful enough. And so every once in a while, I'll cook at home, and it's an ordeal thing. It's a big deal at home when I cook, because the kids get excited. They know if Papa's going to cook, it's going to be an explosion of flavor. Hallelujah. Or what I call revival at the end of a fork. Hallelujah. Praise God. The kind of stuff that all of a sudden saliva will start coming down your cheeks. Amen. The kind of stuff that if you put it on your head, your brain would beat your... Amen. Praise God. That's the kind of stuff. An explosion of flavor. And so I'm starting to put, there ain't better ingredients than love in the kitchen. When you put love into it, amen, you can make a Pop-Tart taste good when there's love in it, amen. Hallelujah. You can even boil water and it tastes good when there's love in it. And so I put so much love into it. But what bugs the living daylights out of me is when I will turn around and I look at my kids and they got a bag of Doritos. And they're chomping on Doritos. Because I know that if they fill themselves with junk, it don't matter how much quality I bring. They're not hungry enough to receive what I got. It ain't nothing that bugs me more than my kids begin to just spread the food around on their plate because they're not hungry. You know what? When we come to the house of the Lord comes with a buffet that he has prepared for his children. If you got hunger, baby, you're going to feast on it. You're going to eat on it. You're going to savor every moment. But if you're not hungry, it don't matter who sings. It don't matter who preaches. It don't matter what happens. It's never enough. Is there anybody that's hungry for a move of God? Oh, I wish I had some folks right now that could give God praise. I said, give God praise right now. Oh, David said, my soul thirsts for thee. I thirst for thee. I desire your presence. My soul thirsts for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in the day, in the dry and thirsty land where no water is. He says, I see thy power and thy glory. So I have seen thee in thy sanctuary. He says, I desire you so much that I thirst for you. I can't be satisfied until I taste of your presence. The prophet Isaiah had such a desire for God that one day he even began to say to the Lord, he was desiring just to know that God was looking at him. See, sometimes I go through things in my life that I just want to know if God is looking. Because if he's looking at me, then I know everything's gonna be okay. Whew. If he sees me, if he watches me,
So Isaiah says in chapter 63 and verse 15, he says, look down from heaven and behold from thy habitation of thy holiness and of thy glory, where is thy seal and thy strength? He says, I desire for you to look at me, God. If I could just know that you are looking at me. I remember a few years ago when my father-in-law and my mother-in-law moved from Pennsylvania to Dallas, Texas. Within 2 weeks, my father-in-law ended up in the hospital. And when he ended up in the hospital, we were just shocked because he had always been a picture of health. He had always been. My father-in-law was one of those people that his midnight snack consisted of chopped garlic, chopped green bell peppers, chopped onions. He would throw some garlic pieces in there, some tomato, and then grab ice cream and mix it all together. Oh, God, have mercy. And I said to my father-in-law, I said, does it even taste good? He says, no, but it all goes to the same place anyways. That was his concept. He was just the picture of health. And all of a sudden, he comes to Dallas. And in 2 weeks, he ends up in the hospital. And when he ends up in the hospital, they begin to do testing on him. And he was stage 4 cancer. Never knew it. Never knew he had cancer. He was stage 4 cancer. The doctors even said, we just give him just a few days to live because we've never seen it spread so far. He was in the last stages of this. Every night he was uncomfortable. He couldn't sleep at nighttime. And I remember one night I'd stay with him in the hospital. I'd even bring him some of that the Frosties from Wendy's. Hallelujah. I'd sneak them in. Because he loved Frosties, and I'd sneak them in to him, and he'd eat them, and I'd have my Frosty, and we'd eat, and all of a sudden he'd begin to sing a song or begin to praise or begin to pray. And I remember one night my father-in-law began to pray, and he said, oh God, if I only knew that you see me, would you just look at me? He said, if I knew you see me, then I know everything will be okay. And we began to pray, God, let us know that you're watching. Because sometimes when you're going through some stuff, it's just good to know that God is watching. If his eye is on the sparrow, then I know he is watching over me. His eye is upon us. And so in that moment, a nurse came in and she walked into the room and she wrote on the whiteboard and she said, hello, my name is Elmira. She said, I've come just to make you feel comfortable tonight. She came in with a bunch of pillows and started grabbing the pillows and placing them in different places. And all of a sudden, my father-in-law fell asleep. He hadn't slept good every night, but tonight, that night, he fell asleep. He slept the whole night through. In fact, he even slept 9 hours without waking up. Every once in a while, I kicked the bed just to make sure. Hallelujah. Because I sure wasn't sleeping, but he was. Amen. And he was sleeping the whole night. No nurse came in. Nobody interrupted. Nobody came in the room. And my father-in-law slept all night, 9 hours. And when he woke up, I saw life in his face. I saw a reflection of glory upon his face. he looked at me and he said, Mark, I feel the best I have felt in the longest time. I said, you look like you feel good. He said, I feel good. He said, do me a favor. I said, what? He said, go and call that nurse, because she made me feel comfortable last night. I said, okay, I will. So I went out and I went to the nursing station. And I said, I'm looking for the nurse, Elmira. They looked at me with a blank look and said, we don't have a nurse in this hospital named Elmira. I said, well, there was a nurse in our room last night, and her name was Elmira. They said, well, let us check. So they looked into the computer. They said, sir, we're sorry, but there was no nurse assigned to your room last night. And I was just kind of a little baffled. And the lady said, do you see her on the wall? Because on the wall they had the pictures of all the nurses. And I looked and I said, no, I don't see her on the wall. They said, we don't know who was in your room last night. And so when I went back to the room and I sat down in the chair and I began to explain to my father-in-law about that nurse doesn't work there, all of a sudden I looked at the whiteboard and my mind went into Spanish, because Elmira in Spanish is Elmira. Elmira means he sees. Oh, I gotta rip this one up in the name of Jesus. I want you to know that the angel of the Lord walked into that room that night to let my father-in-law know, I see you. I see what you're going through, and I'm going to bring you out in the name of Jesus. I come to declare to somebody in this place tonight, you're going through hell and high water, but the eye of the Lord is upon you. Somebody ought to give a shout. Lift up your hands. I feel the glory of the Lord. Somebody lift up a cry in the presence of God. He sees you. Oh, Raya Sanda. He sees you. He sees you. Clap your hands to the Lord. The doctors had given him a few days to live, but my father-in-law lived for 10 years, and he did not die of cancer. Cancer did not come back, because when God, I take authority over fear right now. Somebody, the devil has been tormenting you with fear because you're feeling symptoms of a sickness that God healed you from, and you've been full of fear. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over fear right now, and I command that the work that God did in your body is complete. I declare that sickness does not come back in the name of Jesus. I declare you free in your mind, free in your heart, and free in your spirit. In the name of Jesus, somebody ought to give a shout in the house of the Lord. Oh God, I feel breakthrough in this house. Everything the devil has tormented in your life, I come to cancel the torment in the name of Jesus. I declare freedom in the house of the Lord right now. I don't know who you are, but you better shout right now.
I said, I don't know who you are, but you better shout. You better seal it with a shout right now. I said, you better seal it with a shout.
Oh,
I feel it in the atmosphere. I feel it in the atmosphere. There is breakthrough right now in the name of Jesus. Somebody give a shout.
Lift your hands in the name of Jesus. I feel the Holy Ghost. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way. Akashandaya. Have your way.
Glory to God. Clap your hands to the Lord.
It was, you can sit down. It was after that the prophet said, oh, look down from heaven. That then we come to the scripture that we read where he says, rend the heavens. Tear it open. Because what the prophet perceived as a barrier is he looked at heaven. He saw the skies and he thought, this is a barrier. And so therefore the prophet, by him saying, rend the heavens, tear the heavens open. What he was saying is, take every obstacle out of the way. Sometimes the reason why we do not have breakthroughs in our lives is because we have too many obstacles in the way. Our mind is occupied here in body, but 1,000 miles from here in mind and in spirit. Hallelujah. It's not, what's the point of showing up if you really did not show up? Hallelujah. What's the point of just clapping if you're really not clapping? If you're really not in what God is doing. But his hunger was such that he said, oh God, he said, render the heavens, just tear the heavens apart. I want every obstacle to be taken away. I want fears to be taken away. I want the lack of faith to be taken away. I feel the Holy Ghost is about to rush into this place. In the name of Jesus, I feel it so strong in this place. Hikarabashaya. I feel the Lord is about to rush into this place. Hallelujah. And when God rushes into this place, watch this. The prophet said, let the mountains melt at your presence. Because what he is saying and what he was declaring is that when God's presence shows up, even those things that have been obstacles and mountains in your life will melt at the presence of God. I come to declare in this house tonight that there is a melting presence of God that is going to be manifested in this place. Mountains will be melted in the presence of God. I gotta say it until you believe it. I said mountains will be melted in the presence of Almighty God. I gotta say it till you believe it. Mountains.
mountains will be melted in the presence of Almighty God. Whatever your mountain is right now. I said, whatever your mountain is right now, it will melt in the presence of God. Somebody give God praise. I wish I had some hungry folk right now. I wish I had some hungry folk right now that you say, God, I want your presence to come down in this place. Touch my situation. Change my life. Melt those mountains. I need you to break every barrier. I come to declare changes in the atmosphere. I feel a move of God in the atmosphere. But somebody got to open up their mouth. The Bible says, open your mouth and I will fill it. Somebody got to open up their mouth and say, God, I want a move of your glory in this place. I don't hear you. Somebody give God the glory. I feel like I got some satisfied folks in the house. Satisfied. I wish I had some folks that you got some mountains that need to be melted. Harabosha. I've tried everything I can do, but it's only your glory. It's only your power that can change my situation. I feel the Holy Ghost right now. I feel the glory of the Lord seeking those that are hungry for his move. Those that say, Lord, have mercy on me. If it's but anybody else, touch me, Lord. If nobody else wants it, I want you to touch my situation. If nobody else is going to move, I'm going to move, God. But I don't want to leave this place the same way that I came in. Is there anybody that hungers for a supernatural move of God in this place? You ought to open up your mouth and give God glory.
I'm overwhelmed by the anointing that I feel on my soul right now. I'm overwhelmed by the anointing that I feel on my soul right now. I wish somebody would tap into what I'm feeling right now in the Holy Ghost. I believe eyes will be touched. I believe bodies will be healed in the name of Jesus. I need some folks to tap into what I'm feeling in the Holy Ghost right now. Hallelujah. If you wanted to shout from the chandeliers, baby, right now should be your shouting time, because there is a move of the supernatural. Araboshaya. I wish I had some folks that would get out of their pew, get out of their chair, make their way to this altar, begin to open up your mouth, and even if it sounds crazy, you ought to give God praise right now. Urabaka Raboshaya. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost. I don't know who you are, Mama,
But I feel a mama. I feel to tell you, your son is coming back. Your daughter is coming back. What God is doing in this place, he's going to change the atmosphere at home. He's going to change the atmosphere in your life. In the name of Jesus, somebody lift up your voice. Somebody lift up your voice right now. I need for the mountains to be melted. I need for the mountains to be melted. I need for the mountains to be melted. En el nombre del Señor Jesucristo, que se abren los cielos. Manifiesta tu gloria. In the name of Jesus, somebody lift up your voice in the house of the Lord right now. My oh Rabakataya, somebody lift up that voice right now. Oh God, I feel the Holy Ghost. Urabataya Rabasaya, what the Lord is pushing out of your life right now, it will not return. It will not come back. I feel healing in the house. I feel restoration in the name of Jesus. Somebody lift up your voice right now. Iando, Ia, I need intercessors interceding. I need intercessors. Prayer warriors. My God, have mercy. We're at the brink of a powerful breakthrough in this place. We're at the brink. Somebody's a shout away from the mountains being melted. I said somebody's a shout away from the mountains. I don't know who you are, but if you gotta dance, you better dance. If you gotta jump, you better jump. If you gotta shout, you better shout. Touch. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. Touch. 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 Araboshandaya. My God, chains are being broken right now. Yeah, 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 yeah. Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. Don't hold back. Don't hold back. If you don't have something to pray about, and if you don't have something to shout about, grab somebody and begin to shout for their blessing. Begin to praise for their blessing. In the name of Jesus. Urabakataria Labosandaya.
Feel the Holy Ghost. Harabakataya Rabasaya. I want everybody to take a step back in the name of Jesus. Take a step back. Step back in the name of Jesus. I want everybody that is physically sick in your body, I want you to come and stand right here close to the altar. You're physically sick in your body. Stand close to the altar. You're physically sick. Anywhere you are in this building, if you're physically sick, I want you to come and stand in this altar in the name of Jesus. Hasharakataya. Oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. Harabasa. Hasariakataya. Physically sick in your body, come. I want you to open your eyes. I want you to look at me right now in the name of Jesus. Watch this. Oh God. It's been a while since I've felt such a strong anointing. I feel the anointing a lot, but this strength, this strong anointing. Turn me up on the house, if you will. Turn me up on the house in the name of Jesus. I want you to listen to me. I don't know how long the sickness has held on to your body. Whether it be an hour, whether it be 10 years. I don't know what the degree of your sickness is. I don't know what it is. There are some folks in this place, and I feel this in my spirit, that the doctor actually gave you bad news, but you haven't told anybody. Because you don't want your family to be freaking out. And so you've carried all this inside of you. And you've kept it all to yourself. But you've been tormented. Haraboshaya. Faith moves the hand of God. Faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. But then the Bible says, to him that believeth, all things are possible. I've been healed so many times. I've had so many physical healings. God literally healed me of a heart attack in one moment. God healed me of it. I've been healed of so many things. I've seen people raise up from the dead. I've seen blind eyes be opened. People walk out of wheelchairs. I've seen it. And the ingredient is faith. When you have faith, and when you have the desire to see God do it. Hallelujah. Those two combined together produce miracles in the house. I've realized, though, that every time that God has healed me of something, when I am faced with a new sickness, even though I was healed of other sicknesses, I still have to muster up the faith for this. Whew. I want everybody to just lift your hands halfway right now. I speak faith into you
now in the name of Jesus. That where you have had doubt, God replaces it with faith. Perfect love casts out fear. I pray now in the name of Jesus that you will soak in the love of God in your life and allow fear to come out of you and doubt and unbelief to leave you now in the name of Jesus. I bind doubt and unbelief. I bind it in the name of Jesus. I bind it. In Jesus' name. And I loosen faith. Somebody begin to declare, I believe. I want you to begin to declare it until you believe it. I believe, I believe, I believe. Paul said, I think myself happy. You need to begin to declare it. I believe. I got faith. God's gonna do it. Can I get some faith folk right now beginning to open their mouth and declare that God is gonna do it? If you got faith, you ought to clap. My God, have mercy. If you got faith, you ought to clap until your palms get red. You ought to clap. You ought to clap. Let the devil know, I believe, I believe, I believe. I believe, I believe. Does anybody got faith in the house tonight? Somebody that got faith, shout it. I got faith. In the name of Jesus. I want you to lift your hands halfway right now. In the name of Jesus, I'm going to release this word of faith. The Lord is going to come right now into your body, and he's going to heal your body. Those of you that you have pain right now in your body, pain is going to leave your body instantly. The moment you begin to feel healing coming into your body, I want you to begin to shout. I want you to begin to dance. I want you to begin to jump. Raise your hands, move your hands, whatever you got to do. But when I release this word of faith, oh Lord, oh Rabba, Yando, Yodobo, Iando, Robosa, when I release this word of faith, miracles and healing is going to be released in this house in the name of Jesus. Ain't nobody got to pray for you. I want you to lay hands on your own head right now. Lay hands on your own head right now. Begin to command healing to come into your body now in the name of Jesus. I know it might look crazy. I know it might sound crazy. But nobody can pray over you like you can for yourself. Here we go. Here we go. Oh, God, there it is. There it is. There it is. By the authority of the word of God and by the power of the name of Jesus, I command healing to be released in the house now, now, now.
be healed now in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Now. 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 Rabosa. Now. Let it be gone. Let it be gone. Be healed now in the name of Jesus. Healing now. Surabakata. Now. Now. Shayarabokoya. Touch. Now in the name of Jesus. Now. Oh, 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 oh. Now in the name of Jesus. Now. Be healed. Be healed now in the name of Jesus. Now. Urelaboshai. Now in the name of Jesus. Touch. Name of Jesus. Now, Husarabakataya. Now, now in the name of Jesus. Be healed. Now. Now. Now in the name of Jesus. Sickness has to go. Disease has to go. Pain has to go. Be loosened of it. Now. 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 Touch.
My God, there's healing in this house. I feel it. I feel miracles happening right now. I feel miracles happening right now. I feel miracles happening right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. It's being loosened right now. It's being loosened right now. It's being loosened. It's being loosened. It's being loosened right now. Rabokotorio Lobosaya. In the name of Jesus. I don't know who you are, but you better open up your mouth and scream right now. You better open up your mouth and scream. 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 I said scream. Surabashotaya. Shando Robosha. Pain be gone. Pain be gone. Pain be gone. We'll be right back. I feel the Lord has been moving in this place. If you feel healing in your body, I want you to lift your hand right now in the name of Jesus. Lift your hand as high as you can. I want you to lift your hand as high as you can. You feel healing right now in your body. I want you to see what God has done in this place. I command that sickness to never come back to your body. I command it to never come back to your body in the name of Jesus. Somebody ought to shout right there. Somebody ought to praise him right there. Surabahasha. Ikarabatarialabashanaya. I want somebody to put it under your feet right now. Put it under your feet. 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 I said you ought to put it under your feet. You ought to shout all over it. You ought to dance all over it. You ought to dance all over it. You ought to stomp all over it. Put it under your feet. I want to do one more prayer. I want to do one more prayer in the name of Jesus. I want you to step back. Just take a step back in the name of Jesus. I want to do one more prayer. I know it's late. Glory of God is in this place. You got an impossible situation. A difficult situation, a hard situation, that you've basically have almost given up on, and you need God to intervene. I want you to come and stand right here in front. Obviously, this is not going to be for everybody, but you got an impossible situation. You got a hard situation. You've run out of what you can do. I want you to come right now. I feel the Lord say he is going to show himself great in your impossible situation. Somebody's got a legal situation. Hirabahasha. Somebody got a marriage situation. Somebody got a family situation. Somebody got a job situation that's impossible right now. In the name of Jesus, somebody's got a financial situation that's impossible right now. In the name of Jesus. Come on now. You're right now going to take authority over that situation. In the name of Jesus. I want you to know it does not control you. But you're going to walk out of this place with authority and power. You're going to control it in the name of Jesus. I want you to lift up your hands. There is no situation that is too difficult for our God to work out. God is going to show himself great in your situation. In fact, the Lord is going to leave you with your mouth open, and you're going to have to declare, great things has God done in my life. Right now, I take authority over your impossible situation. I command it to be subject to the power and the authority of God. Commander, there be change. Change, 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 change. Oh, robo, robo, touch. Change, oh, robo, change. Now, satarabakata.
Now, Saraboria. Change, change. Change, change. Jesus' name. My God, I feel something just broke through in this place. Something just broke in the atmosphere. I dare you to give a crazy praise. I dare you to give a crazy praise right now. In the name of Jesus, Arabosaya, I declare this week you'll begin to see change in your situation. Oh, Rabakandaya, I said this week you'll begin to see change. God's going to leave you with your mouth open. God's going to shock you. He's going to show up and be God in your situation. Go ahead, God. Show off. Show off. Somebody tell him, show off.